The lead of your story is that almost every Black Georgia voter has a story from 2018. Talk about how 2018 has fueled what we're seeing now.
So we know in 2018, when Stacey Abrams launched her gubernatorial bid, she registered a record number of voters for that time, more than 200,000. And it really geared up excitement and engagement among Democrats in the state who were relatively confident that she would be successful. As the election got closer, a number of voters found that they were mistakenly removed from the rolls, which set them up for a very confusing process of filling out provisional ballots that might not have been counted. At the end of that election, Brian Kemp, who was elected, was also the state's Secretary of State, which called into question just how fair this election really was and the way that it was administered. Stacey Abrams lost the race by fewer than 60,000 votes, which is nearly on track with the number of votes that were removed from the rolls.